Good morning, dear students. In the last session, we have seen social sciences and its branches. Today, we are going to deal with our second lecture entitled Sociology. So, sociology is a branch of social sciences. It's the study of society, social institutions, and social relationships. It explores how individuals interact with one another and how these interactions shape groups, communities, and societies at large by examining various aspects of social life, such as culture, norms, values, and social change. Sociology helps the society to understand the complexities of human behavior and the structures that influence it. That means, علم الاجتماع هو دراسة المجتمع والمؤسسات الاجتماعية والعلاقات الاجتماعية. يستكشف كيف يتفاعل الأفراد مع بعضهم البعض وكيف تتشكل هذه التفاعلات المجموعات والمجتمعات من خلال دراسة جوانب مختلفة من الحياة الاجتماعية مثل الثقافة والمعايير والقيم والتغيير الاجتماعي. يساعد علم الاجتماع في فهم تعقيدات السلوك البشري والهياكل التي تؤثر عليه.
Now let's see from where did sociology emerge. The history of sociology began in the early 19th century, emerging as a distinct academic field in response to significant social changes from the Industrial Revolution and urbanization. Auguste Comte, known as the father of sociology, he was the father, probably he is the father and the founder for sociology of sociology, coined the term and advocated for sociology as a positive science based on observation. Key figures like Karl Marx, Emily Durkheim, and Max Weber further developed the discipline by exploring class struggles, social structures, and individual motivations. In the 20th century, sociology diversified with various theories and approaches, and today it examines a wide range of contemporary social issues. That means تاريخ علم الاجتماع بدأ في أوائل القرن التاسع عشر حيث ظهر كحقل أكاديمي متميز استجابة للتغييرات الاجتماعية الكبيرة الناتجة عن الثورة الصناعية والتحضر. قام أوغست كانت المعروف بأب علم الاجتماع بصياغة هذا المصطلح ودعا إلى أن يكون علم الاجتماع علما إيجابيا يعتمد على الملاحظة. قام شخصيات رئيسية مثل كارل ماركس وإيميل دوركهايم وماكس ويبر بتطوير هذا التخصص من خلال استكشاف صراعات طبقات والهياكل الاجتماعية والدوافع الفردية. بينما في القرن العشرين تنوع علم الاجتماع مع ظهور نظريات ومناهج مختلفة، واليوم يقوم بدراسة مجموعة واسعة من القضايا الاجتماعية المعاصرة. Now let's see some founders and pioneers. First, we have Auguste Comte, who coined the term sociology and emphasized the scientific study of society. We have also Emily Durkheim, established sociology as an academic discipline and focused on social integration and order. Last, we have Max Weber, who explored the impact of culture, religion, and bureaucracy on society.
Sociology includes some social norms that can be categorized into several types, each serving different functions within society. First, we have four ways. These are informal norms that govern everyday behavior. They are not strictly enforced, but are expected to be followed. For example, saying please and thank you is a folk way that promotes politeness in social interactions. Second, mores. These are more serious norms that carry moral significance. Violating mores can lead to strong reactions from the community, such as disapproval or ostracism. Examples include norms against theft or cheating, which are widely condemned.
Thirdly, we have laws. These are formal norms that are codified and enforced by the legal system. Laws are established by governments and provide clear consequences for violations. Examples include laws against murder, theft, and driving under the influence. Fourthly, we have taboos. Taboos, these are the strongest social norms prohibiting certain behaviors that are considered extremely offensive or unacceptable. Taboos often relate to topics like incest or cannibalism, and violating them can lead to severe social repercussions.
The last norm, which is social rules. Norms can also be associated with social rules, which dictate the expected behaviors of individuals in specific positions within society. For instance, the role of a teacher includes norms around professionalism and authority. These social norms collectively shape behavior, influence social interactions, and contribute to the overall functioning of society. The importance of sociology. Sociology is important because it helps us to understand how people interact within society and the factors that influence their behavior. It studies social change, providing insights into how societies evolve and the issues they face, such as poverty and discrimination. Sociology also promotes cultural awareness and tolerance by examining different cultures. Additionally, it informs public policy, helping create solutions that address societal needs. Finally, sociology is essential for understanding human behavior and improving social life.
Now let's dive into some social problems like poverty and crime. Sociologists study social problems like poverty, crime, and inequality. These issues affect many people and create barriers to social harmony. By understanding the root causes of these problems, sociology helps us think about ways to reduce or eliminate them. Let's deal with some terms with their definitions. For example, group. Group is a collection of people who interact with each other and share a sense of belonging. Then we have community. Community is a group of people living in the same area or sharing common interests. We have also identity, that means how a person defines themselves in relation to groups or society.
Socialization, the process of learning how to behave and fit into society. Interaction, how people communicate and behave with each other in social situations. Authority, the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce rules.
As a conclusion, to sum up, sociology provides us with tools to understand the world and our place within it. By studying the way society works, the groups we belong to, and the issues we face, we can make informed decisions and contribute to positive social change. Thank you for your listening, and get ready for the next lecture.